Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. So, report from the White House says Thanksgiving items, Thanksgiving food, is lower in cost this year than it was last year. I just shared with you some of the larger supermarkets, supermarket chains that are indicating that's the case. Sounds fine to me. As I said, TJ Leonard from Tom Leonard's Farmers Market was with us, I think last week, to talk about, said, hey, the price of fresh turkeys, exactly the same as it was last year. The price hikes of almost 40%, 50% in some cases for the birds, it's the frozen turkeys. So it's a great opportunity to support local farmers. It's what we do. And I'll tell you, it's just that much better. And big data centers now coming to Goochland. There are a lot of people in Goochland very, very upset with what's going on out there. And I suppose some are just absolutely thrilled. I have no idea what the windup's going to be, but we're about to see some very different economic policies impacting our beloved Commonwealth as a result of Tuesday's elections. Dr. Dave Bratt joins us on Fridays, and I will remind you, even though he is the senior vice president at Liberty University for Business Relations, he's never here on behalf of Liberty. He's just here because he's brilliant and a nice guy, and he knows a lot about a lot, and he's happy to join us. So, Dave, thank you for being here, my friend.
Yay, thanks much, Jeff. Great to be on.
You know perhaps more than anybody about the woman who is about to become governor of Virginia and her views such as they are. What do you see happening economically to Virginia after the new governor takes office?
Yeah, well, all political views are my own, but unfortunately, we don't know much about the future governor because she didn't say anything for all those years, right? So we don't know where she is on the never-ending wars. We don't know where she is on the 20 million border invasion. We don't know where she is at the 20% inflation under Biden, Federal Reserve policy. We don't know her position on the $7 trillion budget, the $2 trillion deficits per year, although I guess we do have evidence that she wants more federal spending since the Democrats are shutting down the government to get more funding for illegal immigrants in the Obamacare package.
Yep.
And so that is one thing we do know, but they're going to find out because now she's going to be in the executive slot. And, you know, the left has tilted their hand. Mondani, on the other hand, has made it perfectly clear what's going to go on.
Yeah.
He's going to give free goods away to everybody, you know, a self-avowed socialist communist. And his speech, if people haven't heard it, you better go listen to it. And so in contrast, right, this affordability is a big thing right now. But, you know, just to let people know, the Federal Reserve under Biden, because of the debt problem and the overspending by the left, and the Republicans right now better get their house in order, and I'm bipartisan on hitting them too.
Right.
But, you know, President Trump under bringing this capital back, today we're actually, today the plant opened in South Carolina that's making the first rare earth magnets.
Hmm.
Right? So we were left, Biden was getting checks to the Biden family from China. The contrast could not be clearer. It's hard to turn all this around, right? And so it's hard to explain to the American people and say, well, just be patient because they ruined the economy and our geopolitics, and it takes a little bit to turn this thing around. But, you know, we need adults in this country again. Yeah. that take the longer view and realize what it's going to take, right? So we got huge magnet factories. Boeing's making a ton more planes, $2 trillion in capital investment coming in domestically, $10 trillion investment coming in internationally. Whenever you have capital investment, not stocks and bonds, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about real making plants and making stuff. The jobs follow, and then the wages go up. But you can't solve that overnight. And so, I mean, the contrast couldn't be more clear. How is Mondani going to pay for anything? If he's not emphasizing making stuff, what do? Wave a magic socialist wand and a communist thing and say, please appear? And so that, I mean, I just cannot comprehend how the American people are falling for this stuff. But that in a nutshell is what's going on.
Well, you know, with Mamdani, Dave, he's already getting pushback from folks saying, so you're going to have all of the buses in the city free. And with that, you're going to cut law enforcement, which means those buses will now be home to every homeless person, every bum, everybody going through whatever the issue is. That's who's going to be on them. And the people who are left there who might actually need them to get to a job are going to say, I can't get on that bus.
No, the pushback is coming. The rich up on the Upper East Side and West Side, they're all freaking out and calling their financial advisors now, and going, what? I didn't think this thing through. What's going on here? And so, you know, it'll kick in. But I just can't believe it. And the young people thinking that's a solution. These young people are getting smarter and more savvy, but up there, apparently, it hasn't sunk in. And on the election front, right, it was kind of all rhetoric.
Right.
But, you know, this uniparty thing, the Virginia Party, Virginia Republican Party, is just a disaster. It's been that way for 30 years.
Yeah.
No, you know, I used to knock doors. People didn't even know we had a state house and a state senate because they don't say anything. They don't message.
Wow.
There's no courage.
Wow.
And so if you're not messaging, and the left has got money falling out of the clouds with this Act Blue and all this stuff they got coming their way.
Yep.
It's just impossible. But you would think the mature folks in Virginia would know better by now, but they don't. And so I'm sorry to say, you know, and if people want to see what's coming our way, all you got to do is look at Germany and France and the UK right now.
Right.
That's where we're heading in 10 years. If you don't return America to America first, you're going to be in Europe with zero growth because that's what they've done.
Wow. Dr. Dave Brad is joining us. And I remind everybody, all of Dave's political opinions, strictly his own, not here on behalf of Liberty University. You're talking about where we might be headed. People still are focused, laser beam focused, it seems to me, on stock market indices, right? That's we live and breathe every single newscast, every single day. That's what it is. Does that actually matter to those of us out here? Or is it what you're saying that, hey, we don't have any real investment. We're not making anything. And those figures ticking by on the stock market things, they're more for those, Magnificent Seven people than they are for us.
Yeah, no, that's I'm one of the few, you know, congressman that came out poorer instead of richer. And so, you know, I got the old Vanguard, whatever funds and whatever. And so I want the stock market to go up, you know, the average 11% or whatever. So I can retire some year and quit yelling at all the young kids, which I do enjoy. But But yes, no, you're right. And so, you know, the chart I always came on with you for the last 4 years, productivity's been going down for 70 years. And until you turn that thing around, we're in trouble. And that's that's called the real economy, not the stock market, which is the financialization piece. And the financialization piece, right, Wall Street and the global financial folks in UK and et cetera, the bank class, by the way, they have their own zip code in London, if that gives you any hint that they might be special. Those folks have become extremely rich. And the Magnificent Seven now with your Goochland report, they need energy. And so all of a sudden, Bill Gates comes out the other day and says, this energy thing, I was wrong on the green stuff. We need a ton of energy. So let's do coal and nukes and whatever, right? Oops, I was wrong on, you know, all of that thing. And so now they shifted it. The only good thing about this, there's a good guy, David Walsh, who's an energy expert, you know, Mitsubishi Power, former CEO. So he knows what he's talking about. The only thing good about this big energy thing is that they're probably going to screw it up. And if they have to buy their own energy plants run on coal, we're probably going to end up with excess capacity from that system that goes to the average person. So, you know, we're relying on a screw up of big tech calculations and the earnings, you know, the earnings. I think there's going to be quite a correction coming up in the stock market on all the Magnificent Seven, like you were just hinting.
Wow. Crazy stuff. Dr. Dave Brandt joining us. Look, you and I, same age. We're both, you're talking about at some point you want to retire. You're going to get sick and tired of yelling at those kids at Liberty. And I can't imagine you're actually yelling at a lot of kids at Liberty. But, you know, there's going to come a point where you say, hey, love you guys. I'm out. Are people, do you think, going to exercise that option, given the sea change that's happening here in our beloved Commonwealth? We're going to see right to work go away sooner rather than later. We know that. There are already companies that have on the private side of things have said things like, oh, we have our exit plan. We're going to Tennessee or we're moving down to South Carolina or Florida. Those jobs will either go with them or those jobs will simply happen there. How many people do you think are looking at this saying, well, now's as good a time as any to get out of Virginia and let the last person here turn out the lights?
Yeah, well, it's definitely happening in New York City already. In Virginia, you know, we've been leapfrogged over us, went to Carolina for political reasons and whatever, because we cannot get our act together. And so, yeah, this does not help. And so the Republicans, you know, we're fighting an uphill fight, right? Obamacare is 20% of the economy, right? And then the left has all of, you know, Hollywood and entertainment, and the mainstream media and all that. But what people don't know is the Republicans are no longer the party of business. 75% of the S&P 500 CEOs are Democrat.
Wow.
Right? So the big guys and all of the trillionaire class, right, the Magnificent Seven, they're all on the left.
Wow.
And so the Republicans are getting judged for being these big, you know, big business elites. Mm-hmm. That's what the political ad said this time.
Right.
You know, the Republicans are giving you tax, you know, raising your taxes and giving tax cuts to the billionaires. Well, the billionaires are all on the left, but people don't know anything anymore.
Yeah.
It's just because the Republicans aren't messaging. The House is terrible. The U.S. Senate's terrible.
Yep.
When Trump gets out there, he's good, right? He makes friends with the black, brown, blue collar folks, gets the middle class juiced up.
That's right.
And wins because he's talking to normal people. And that's what we got to do again.
Well, Dave, just this past Tuesday, there were a million Trump voters who stayed home. And, their idea, I guess, is if Donald Trump is not on the ballot, I don't go to vote. And I'm thinking, God, do you not understand? If you don't...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Vote, then the very people who hate President Trump wind up in power, that, President Trump will be impeached again, that they'll work to undo anything and everything that he's doing. I don't know how those people miss that. And I really, for the life of me, do not understand just how pathetic the Republican Party of Virginia can be. You're talking about 30 years. I've seen it every single day that I've been here, and I just think I would bang my head against the wall, but there are too many dents in the wall already.
Yep. Well, last time around, the Trump voters in the grassroots came in for Youngkin, who's kind of in the business check writer class, right? He's in the rich class. And the grassroots come in and support them. But the check writer class did not come in for Sears.
Yeah.
And Youngkin and Sears did not call in the Trump brigades early enough or loud enough in any way.
Yeah.
And so, part of it can be blamed there for inaction. Mm-hmm. But there's no excuse, like you're saying. The Trump voters, and I'm clearly one of them. I'm on the Trump train.
Same here.
He's hitting a home run internationally right now, bringing in all this business and plant and equipment and all that. That's the best you can do right now for the American worker.
Yeah.
And the Republican Party of Virginia is just way off base. I mean, everybody knows, right?
Yeah.
30 to 40 years, and a few major billionaires run the state. In key sectors, and the Uniparty relies on that, right? Yep. Youngkin did not upset that apple cart. He didn't fix the problems in the showers. Mm-hmm. That's still an issue, and Sears failed to execute on that one.
Yeah.
And so the moms are still upset.
Yep.
And so there's some reasons, and Youngkin and Sears, they didn't clean house on the corporate stuff and cut the lines to the elites.
Mm-hmm.
And so now Spanberger comes in. She's no threat to the Uniparty and the elites because she'll give them access, and she'll give the power companies and the lawyers and all the government bureaucrats their budget line items to maintain power on the left, right? Healthcare stuff. What,
yep.
Fine, let's just spend more.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on while the country goes bankrupt. So, right, the people, the church, I'm very mad at the Christians, and I don't know what the synagogues did, but the Christians are way too passive and asleep, and your kids are going to pay the price for it. And
yeah.
It's your fault.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Believe me when I tell you, inside the Jewish community, and I've wept about this for years, really. You have a secular humanistic ideology,
yeah.
A left-wing ideology that, quite frankly, has supplanted the faith. And it manifests itself strictly in political activity, and it's twisted and it's wrong. And so when are we retiring, Dave? Let's get a date together because we should go out and
right.
Get brunch that day, don't you think?
Yeah, I don't even want to. I love my job. And when I yell at the kids, the only weakness of Liberty Kids is they're so nice and so good that you got to yell at them to freak them out a little bit. So I scare them. I try to freak them out and get them ready for the real world because they're so good. But, Liberty, I'm in a little bubble. That's awesome. But just to put a little finer point on what we're saying, I cannot tell people the correlation between faith and economics.
Yeah.
right? Go look at the church pews in Notre Dame in Paris, in Westminster in London, right? In the great churches, synagogues of Germany.
Yes.
They're empty.
That's right.
Right? So the faith is shot. And guess what happened to economic growth? It's shot. Guess what happened to rule of law? It's shot. Because all those great things came out of the faith that's in the people. You can never get magic without the people. The people are the magic.
That's right.
And so, you know, I want to encourage people with the word, get back in the faith. Open up the good book and get reading and teach your kids, because we can turn it around.
We sure can.
And have your kids bring the Bible to school. The heads left, the heads on the left will pop off their shoulders. They won't know what's going on.
Oh, that would be a sight to behold. Dave.
I know.
I love having you here, my friend. It is always great to chat with you. I want you to have a blessed weekend, and we'll chat again
next week, brother.
Thank you.
Yep.
That is Dr. Dave Brandt. Nobody better. Love, love, love the good duck. It is 3:52, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.